then he will have to act in this worldly situation. And we see that he is covered with Maya. And he is doing all things under the shade of Maya, but actually not Maya there. So that we should not have any doubt about Swami. Or anyone pure devotee in Krishna, in Ram, or anyone. So we should try to develop our Krishna consciousness, then we will realize all things.
He knew that the dice playing would be inauspicious, but he let it happen because he knew after something good will come.
Yes.
What so suddenly, Sri Gautama said then, another time will come, who will preach and who will develop on that.
But we should try to take lesson from this, that like Krishna, like Swamiji, I will do also like that. Don't do. Otherwise, you go to hell. You are not Swamiji. Be first Shankar and then have that poison. Otherwise, not being a Shiva and you are taking the poison, then you are finished at once. No single minute. We are doing like so. So we should be very careful for this. Don't take all arguments on you. It is for devotees and powerful acharyas and for Krishna. What?
Sometimes now there's so many devotees are a little careful to send their children to Gurukul because they have.
If they are not doing well, then you should not send. Krishna has given some intelligence. So try to utilize it. When Krishna went to Narada went to Hastinapur, so Pandavas were doing something that how he can bring Krishna from Hastinapur. Knowingly they were doing so much. Narada was so much glorifying. So much glorifying. He gave so many points. That point was that Krishna always lives with you and takes your services. He has forced relationship with you. And he sometimes becomes charioteer. Charioteer is okay. Charioteer. And sometimes he becomes like servant. Sometimes he gives marriage her own sister to Arjuna. And follow orders of Yudhishthira Maharaj, Kunti and others. So you are best devotees in world. But what Pandavas are telling? When they became, they heard all these glories. Then they began to weep. Actually, we are not pure devotees. Especially Arjuna told that whole world knows that Krishna became charioteer. And he falls. He obeyed my orders. And also he gave a unique teaching like Gita. He has never given like this. About less and less. But before he gave to his son. And after that is what he taught. But it is not true. Arjun is telling. Why? He became charioteer not for me. Why he became? That if he is not becoming the charioteer, then Mahabharata Yudha will not be done. And the demons will not be finished. So knowingly, Krishna became my charioteer. And when I was not fighting, I told that I don't want to fight. Krishna introduced me. And oh, I am here on your chariot. Hanuman is here. Why you are? And I have done everything. You will have to be only nimitta.
Instrument.
You should be one instrument. I have done everything. And you have conquered everything. My purpose is served. But yet I want that you should be like instrument to me. Actually, Krishna has done all these things. But Arjun tells that not for me, for whole world, for demigods, for this earth, because she became cow and went to Brahma, and with Brahma she came to Kshirsagar, and Brahma has a very trance, and then Krishna allowed that I am coming. So it was not from me, for me. Jada jadahi dharmasya glanirbhavati bharata abhyutthanam dharmasya tadatmanam shijyam. So Krishna has not come for me, for my family. He has come to establish truth and yuga dharma and to do so many things. So it is not true that he was my charioteer. I was not in a form to fight. He came on my chariot and he introduced me in this, inspired me. Secondly, you are telling, or all are telling, Sarva Upanishado Gavo, Yogdha Gopalanandana, Partho Vatsa, Sudhir Bhokta, Gita Amritam Mahat. That Sarva Upanishado Gavo, all the Upanishads are like cows. And the teaching that Krishna took from all Upanishads, and that is called Gita Upanishad. It is the essence of all the Upanishads. And it is not for only cows. That is, Arjuna is cow here. Okay? It was for whole world. We milk the cows, we take the milk of cows, not for calf. Calf takes only very little to make qualify the cows that they will give milk. So it was not for only. So Arjuna is telling not for only meat. And it was third class. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Krishna, he told that these are Yobhajya Gita. Sharanagati, I am bosom friend of Krishna. And Krishna is telling the teaching for lower classes of those who are not still devotee. Sharanagati is the door of bhakti, not bhakti. It is door. Those who will follow Sharanagati, then they will enter in bhakti realm. And then Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, Frame and all. So even it is not bhakti, Sharanagati. And he told me that you should offer your all things, your heart, your mind, your body, your senses to me. Oh, it is like upahas.
Ridicule
for me. Sakha is so on the top of devotion. And this Sharanagati outer thing. When a man is not devotee, if he wants to be devotee, he will accept this saranagati. It is like a door, entrance, by that we can enter, even not one. And he was teaching me that saranagati. Do you think, he asked Narada, do you think that I have no saranagati? I am not Sakha of Krishna? Then he told, oh yes. We have passed all these things. You have crossed saranagati. You have entered in the bhakti realm. You are not sadhakji. So nishtha, ruchi, asakti and bhava, all are in you. Perfect. You have no defect or no anartha, nothing. And moreover, that your bhakti is not mixture of jnan, karma, yoga, tapasya. You are akantik bhakta. Moreover, you have crossed the level of jnani prayaso dubhasya namanta eva. You have crossed. And you have also crossed Krishna bhakti rasabhavitam ati kuryatam yadi kutopi labdhate tatra laulyam api moulyam ekalam. Koti janma sukrita. It has been told for only sadhar, not for siddha. So Arjuna is not sadhar, he is siddha. He has crossed also this level. After this comes Shantaras. Who are they? Sanakshandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar. He has also crossed this level. He has crossed so much above. He is not like Sanakshandan, Sanatan. They cannot touch Sanakshandan. Even the lotus dust of Arjuna, to him, Nakul Sadev Draupadi, they are so high. Also, Hanuman can serve Ram all 24 hours and he is liberated. But Arjun, Bhim, Nakul, Sahadev, they are more superior than Hanuman. Hanuman cannot touch their feet also, moreover. So Krishna is telling that you should be first take Saranagati, so he is doing some upahas, ridicule to me. Really, if anyone come and he will advise me that you should go and choose any good guru and you should serve him and offer your everything to your Gurudev, and at least you should chant at least 16 rounds. Is it proper or not proper? Why? If I am chanting daily 1 lakh of Hari name, always absorbed in bhakti, and 100 and 1000 of person are inspired, and anyone comes and says, oh, if you cannot chant 16, then you can chant 18 rounds daily. And don't take egg and wine and fish, anything. And you should not have any girlfriend. If he teaches me, then it is okay. I will say, oh yes, yes, I will do, I will follow you. I may tell. But, so, Krishna has taught me that thing of Gita, it is like this. Gopis are also telling to Krishna. Krishna told to Gopis. He sent Uddhava, and after that he sent Baldev to go to Vraja, and he used to tell that why they are worried, and everywhere am in their body. Like example, a clay pot cannot be without clay. This pot everywhere is clay. Understand? First.
The very construction of the pot is completely made of clay, so clay is permeating the whole pot.
Any man can purify that. Clay all should be taken and pot will be also there? Never. So I am in their senses, I am everywhere in them, outer side, inner side, upper side, here, there, and always everywhere. So gopis should tell gopis that I am always with them. Why they are worried? They should remember me, chant me, and they should meditate me. Hearing this, what gopi told? Oh, very good, very good. Oh, you are like sun, giving so much good and instructions to us. But by these instructions, we are having so much heat, like sun gives heat, and we are burning by your these lectures. We cannot follow because we are so fallen. Please tell the rishis and maharshis ahushyate nanijanav padarvinda yogeshwarairapi hridiyapi agadbodhai संसार को पतितो तरणावलंबम गेहम जुसाम मनस्य व्यास. We are so fallen. We cannot remember and we cannot meditate. Our mind is so here. That is why mercifully you are telling me to meditate and also we know that your if anyone is taking your lot of feet in their heart, all the misery, everything will go out at once and he will be pure. But we are not like this. We are more fallen. Perhaps that is why you are teaching us to meditate and to chant and to remember, because we have never done this. But you should know that we want to forget you. But we cannot forget you. We want that we should not remember Krishna. Because he has forget us, so we should forget Krishna. But we cannot do. We don't want to think that, oh, Krishna is where? Now he will be on the bank of Yamuna. So our feet are accustomed to go. So even you are not here, our feet go there, we cannot stop. Our mind always remembering you. Yogis have so much effort to do to remember Krishna, and so many bad and worldly things come in their mind and heart. And we want to forget you, but we cannot forget you because we were with you from childhood when you and we were naked, like friends. So please, you can be merciful to us. Our mind and heart is same. But worldly persons, mind and heart are not same. So much difference. Our mind is now prominent. Heart is another thing. But gopis are telling that our mind and heart are same. What is the meaning? Our heart is Vrindavan. Our heart is not Vrindavan. But gopis are telling that our heart is
Vrindavan.
And mind and heart are same. Our not. In our body, mind is prominent. What we think, oh, it is good, it is better, it is bad, it is this, it is that. With so many doubts and so many things, and then we do. and we follow mind. But bhakti is in not mind. Where it is? In heart. So Krishna has given that you should give your heart. Bhakti lives in heart. Heart cannot decide that this is bad, Krishna is bad, or Krishna is better. Only he is only charmed only by devotional services. Heart has nothing to do. What he has done, he will give at once and never take return. This is the action of heart. So our heart is Vrindavan. We want that you should come to Vrindavan. Where? Because our heart is Vrindavan. So you should come in our heart, like yogi. But our heart is Vrindavan. So if you are coming to Vrindavan, then you are coming to my heart. So please do like this. And why we want not to remember you, but why you are coming? Why you are coming all this? So we want to forget you, but we cannot forget. So for them, Krishna is telling that, oh, you should meditate me. To whom this teaching would be? If anyone conditioned soul, and he is in very low state, then he will do first Shravanam, then Kirtanam, then Smaranam. For gopis, there are top of that. Sneh, Maan, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, and so, and Krishna is teaching them. Then they are also telling them, you want to cheat us, or you are telling like joke, you are joking us. Actually, this teaching is not for us. You should teach Duryodhan and Kamsa and others, not to us. So, we should try to realize all these things. This is our object and goal. I wanted to explain all these things, but I could not finish it. So I am worried that actually I could not. And if I will explain, even you cannot understand so much. So you will have to come in a level to understand. Like Krishna is telling, Mother, I have not taken clay or earth. And Ashwatthama is killed, or Bhim, you should tell, announce that Ashwatthama has killed. But Yudhishthira, that he is not killed, why should I tell false? But Arjuna accepted that one. So in this case, Arjuna is more superior, because he realizes everything. So, we should consider all these things. Don't see here and there what nonsense he is doing, Don't involve your mind in these things. Always concentrate and be one pointed in Krishna. Go on doing. Otherwise you will be cheated. You should try to take the same path what Srimad Bhagavata has told. First, you should obey Gita, that we are not this body. Really, you should realize this. And then, sarva-dharmān paccetya. And then try to enter in bhakti realm. And then follow Srimad Bhagavatam. Follow the first teaching of ninth canto. And if you are qualified, then try to enter in tenth canto. Gradually. Be like mother, be like friend. And after 10th canto, 29 to 33, and moreover. Don't try to jump. But we'll have to see that there should be some greed to know all these things. If greed is there and Shraddha is there, you are qualified to enter in bhakti realm. and to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto and all other things. So try to develop in Krishna consciousness. Try to read the books of Swamiji as an authentic one. You can also read my books. My books is not my books. The books are of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Mana Siksha, Upadeshamritam, and all of Sikshastra, and all this. And gradually try to develop. Perhaps tomorrow, please help one class, and some persons will come to take interview. Journalists may come with video and all other. I think that they should come in the time of class, that all will hear. I will train in Hindi, but anyone translate in English, because I don't want to lose our classes also. Because you are more important than any reporter. They will not take in heart my teachings. And you have come so far away here. So I want to help you more than. They will take something and they will preach in their video or anything. But actually they will not take our teaching. They will never chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If they have some association, really, they may can chant and be the devotee. So I want to help you more. I know that you have come from so many places, far away, and I have also come so far away. So I want to help you. Today, only that. Gaur Premanand.
Maharaj Yudhishthira said that Ashwatthama was killed because Krishna told him he should stay. But then I heard once in a narration that he was referring to an elephant. He said Ashwatthama, the elephant, but nobody could see it, was killed. Is
yes.
that true?
It is true, but it is also false. What Krishna told, it was true. And other things are all false. If you, Bhima was telling that Ashwatthama, this is killed, and Krishna is telling that you should tell Ashwatthama, it is true, and all were false. Yudhishthira was false. Bhima was also false.
How is it true?
Because Ashwatthama was dead. Actually, Krishna has made like this. He has created whole universe. He has created Ashwatthama. He has killed all, and all are killing. You are dead or you are life, in life. Huh? Yes, what is? If you are thinking that I am this body, then you are dead. And if you are have realization of Atma and thinking that I am Atma, then you are not dead. So all were thinking like that, this body is myself, and this Ashwatthama is body, and he is alive. But actually they were all dead. We are all dead, which are thinking that myself is this body. And only they are alive, which are thinking that I am soul, nothing to take birth and nothing to take, die, nothing. No sorrow, no problem, nothing is there. And if you are realizing this, then nothing to preach, nothing to to whom you will preach, because all are serving Krishna. Narada knows this thing, so he does not tell anyone that you should. Sukadeva Goswami will not tell that you should. He will never preach, because he is knowing that everyone is serving Krishna anyhow, by this way or by this way. By Anvaya and Vitireka, all are serving. And he is seeing only soul, that all souls are serving Krishna. We are also serving, but we have no relation. That is why we are conditioned soul. Like a watch kept in a covered with a cloth, but clock is going on. time is going on. Clock is
ticking.
But we are saying that nothing is there. But actually, Atma here, Satyam Krishna, always. No bandha, no moksha. Nothing. Srimad Bhagavat tells like, no bandha, moksha. Only these are kalpana. Imagination. Soul is soul, and if he chid vastu, then he is serving to Krishna. So these are high class of things. You will have to realize all this true conception. But not, you cannot, at this stage, you cannot do. We can realize very little, very little. So this is the fact that all chetans are serving Krishna, actually. No, so Narada goes to concert and tell him, oh, my dear disciple, my dear son, Kansa, all the demons are making plan to kill you. So beware. Be careful. And Kansa says, oh, Gurudev, oh, you have saved me by telling all these things. I will be very careful. And again he goes to Vasudev. Oh, you should be careful. Kansa can't do anything to you. So he is thinking that all are serving. If there was no Kansa, Krishna has never come to this world and has done so many pastimes. So Narada is Mahabhagavat. He knows everything. So he does not come to preach that, oh, you should take chant Harinam. Because he knows that he is serving Krishna. Very strange, this teaching. But really this is the thing. We'll have to realize all these things.
What is preached to Maharaj Puranda?
Huh?
He preached to Puranda.
Who?
Narada.
Like this. He was playing a trick. Really. For others. For everything. He is very more tricky than Krishna because he is the disciple of Krishna. Tricky. We cannot think how tricky is he, why qualified. He will go to east and tell that I am going to west. For him, the west and east is same thing. No harm. Any kirtan?
Mahababa to come down to Madhya, did you say like
that? That is also the answer of that question. Swamiji came in the class of stage of Madhyam Adhikari. That I don't know anything. I am not Sarvajna. And he is doing here and there, preaching all these things. But actually, he is not like a Madhyam Adhikari. He is more than that. So Madhyam Adhikari can do anything wrong. So it seems that he has done something wrong, but actually not wrong. It was okay, everything, for the gain of whole universe. But today, any kirtan? Kirtan, you can do? Or you can do? Oh.